Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church in London. I'm Keith Nethery, rector of the parish. We have, including myself, another team of 9 people to lead worship for you today. I'll be doing the spoken word portions of the service. John Gardy is always at the soundboard. We have musicians Steve Hollowitz and Jonathan D'Souza, and vocalists Victoria Piovison, Paul Grambo, Katie Clark, Jack Sizeland, and Duncan Sizeland. 2 things we mark this day. The first is the end of the Christian year. We begin a new Christian year next week with Advent. Today is titled The Last Sunday After Pentecost, The Reign of Christ, sometimes called the Feast of Christ the King. Also today, the good folks at Indwell have reminded us that Sunday is National Housing Day. And they provided us some wonderful opportunities and information and resources so that we'll be looking at homelessness in our community during the service today. Thanks to our friends at Indwell. If you don't know about Indwell, please look them up on the internet. You'll find them. I'm sure you'll be impressed. So for now, let's just take a deep breath, a few seconds, and join together in worship. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, our Lord and King, grant that the peoples of the earth, now divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his gentle and loving rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which we are called, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who leads all in all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me for the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Thank you to the folks at Indwell who are currently working on their second project in the city of London, housing those who do not have a home. And they make communities. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization that we at St. James Westminster have been proud to sponsor since they arrived in this community and will continue to sponsor. It is National Housing Day in Canada, a day that we are to look at what it means to have a house, a home, all those kinds of things. I grew up in an old cement block house. The stairs creaked. There was these beautiful archways, one from the dining room to the living room, one from the hall into the living room. A source of great joy as we climbed across them and around them and through them and slid the doors open and closed and played hockey and raced bikes and all kinds of strange things that I'm sure my parents wish we didn't do. My room was the same from pretty much the time I was born. In the early days, it looked out over a porch. And in fact, in the winter when it came time, we would open the window and Dad and I would go out and shovel the snow off the top of the porch, and I thought I was on top of the world. Everything about that house said home, especially the people in it. Meals in the kitchen, watching television in the living room, especially hockey night in Canada on Saturday night. And then, of course, we all had to watch Don Messer's Jubilee right after. It just was home. It was old. It was creaky. I remember for quite some time some of the taps didn't work. I remember renovating the place with my dad. Was amazed to see this thing called lath behind the plaster. He gave me a hammer and told me to knock it all down, and I thought that was pretty exciting for a while until my arms got sore. So many wonderful memories of Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving and birthdays. Coming home after church on Sunday and everyone having perk coffee. Well, ours wasn't coffee. It was more milk and sugar and syrup type of stuff with a little bit of coffee in it, but that was all right. Just all these wonderful, wonderful memories. I still drive by the house every time I go to Wingham, just to make sure it's okay. In some ways, that house defines me. If we go back in the Old Testament, we can see from early on God finding a home for God's people constantly. The phrase, the land of milk and honey, when they left Egypt. What a beautiful understanding. Home was important for people in the Old Testament. It was important to God. There was this covenant between God and the children of Israel as they arrived in the promised land. They were home. But that covenant only lasted so long. And it was broken. Now Jesus comes and dwells amongst us, dies for us, rises, provides the Spirit, and our new covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And that covenant is about loving God and loving neighbor. In fact, covenant in Scripture is always about loving God and loving neighbor. So it is the gospel that we are always called to share love and friendship with everyone. And you see, that involves finding a home for all of God's people. Home is central to who we are. Home is central to who people have been for hundreds, in fact, thousands of years. It doesn't matter whether it was a cave or a shed with a thatched roof. It doesn't matter whether it was big or little, palatial or just a hole in a corner. Home has always been something on which we focus. And in fact, when we leave this life, we say we are being taken home to be with God in that place called heaven, whatever it may look like, taste like, smell like, or feel like. Listen again to some of the words from today's gospel. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." The members of God's family. That's all of us. Scripture doesn't say the king will say to those at his right hand, those of you who are rich, those of you who can afford a house, those of you who are important. He just says, you that are blessed. We have much to think about in our world today. For most people right now listening to my voice, you're sitting at home, in your house, a place that you treasure. As I've talked about home, you might think of another home that you have lived in over time. But you have a home. What is it like to not have a home? I doubt there's anyone listening to me in a tent right now, listening to my voice after having slept on the street. We need to find homes for people. That's what Indwell does. But not just find homes. We need to change our systems. We need to decide as people, as human beings, that everyone is important, that everyone is loved. That's what our gospel says. That if we can give everyone a home, a community, some place to start, some place to be anchored, to be rooted alongside their faith, we can make a difference in this world for those who are now lost and lonely, without a home, without a community, without a family. I hope you'll give this some thought today. Perhaps you can help Indwell. Perhaps you can think about how we can all advocate to make this world much more equitable, where we can ensure that all those that God has created have an opportunity to be part of the family, that are blessed, that inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for them from the foundation of the world. Amen. Let us now confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you now to take a position that is comfortable for you in prayer. Our prayers today come from the good folks at Indwell. God of restoration, you dwell in the hidden and hurting places in and around us. Though darkness may abound in our world, our hope is in the light of your Son. Jesus, the hungry and homeless, reveal yourself to us today. Man of sorrows with no place to lay your head, may our homes and churches be places of welcome, and may we be people of divine hospitality. Let us not be numbed to the need around us, but fill us with love and move us now to action. May your restoration work bring new hope and new homes to our towns and cities. Jesus, the stranger, reveal yourself to us today. Forgive us for turning you away. Give us deep wells of compassion and understanding for those who carry burdens we know not. Our identity is not found in our circumstances, but as children of the resurrected King. May we not withhold from others what has been freely given to us. Grow in us a holy dissatisfaction with broken systems of inequality and injustice, and raise up in their stead systems of peace and prosperity for all. God of restoration, reveal yourself to us today. Lead us and guide us that we may join with you in this work of your kingdom, of reconciling all people and places back to yourself, of restoring wholeness and shalom to your beloved creation, even now in our own brokenness. May the favor of the Lord rest upon us, and may he establish the work of our hands for his kingdom. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you, those that you love, and those that love you, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Salt for the earth, O people, salt for the kingdom of God. Share the flavor of life, O people, life in the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy, bring forth the kingdom of peace. Justice, bring forth the city of God. You are a light on the hill, O people, light for the kingdom of God. Shine so holy and bright, O people, shine for the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy, kingdom of peace. Bring forth the kingdom of justice. Bring forth the city of God. You are a seed of the word, O people. Bring forth the kingdom of God. Seeds of mercy and seeds of justice grow in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of mercy, bring forth the kingdom of peace, bring forth the kingdom of justice, bring forth the city of God. We are a blessed and a pilgrim people, bound for the kingdom of God. Love our journey and love our homeland. Love is the kingdom of God. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy. Bring forth the kingdom of peace. Bring forth the kingdom of justice. Bring forth the city of God.
Let us go in love and peace to serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.